The Coalition for Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, has released a provisional report of its observation of final phases of the biometric voter registration, which ended on the 5th of this month. Briefing the media in Accra, co-chair Professor Miranda Greenstreet stated CODEO's call to the Electoral Commission to be very thorough and diligent in implementing the next stages of compiling the voters' register. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe was at the meeting and has joined us in the studio. Rebecca, you are welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us, what were the concerns of CODEO?
Many. According to the Coalition for Domestic Election Observers, majority of the registration centers observed procedures were largely followed, but there were some irregularities and some challenges, one of which was poor understanding and application of the eligibility criteria for registration, particularly when it had to do with residency. You remember the issue of who is resident and, you know, who is not a resident, that issue that came up with age identification procedures for guarantors and all that kind of issues, and also inadequate supervision of electoral offices on the field, equipment malfunction, you remember that, and then the repair and replacement time, it was not done in a timely manner according to CODEO, and also the challenges of the police dealing with the activities of so-called monitoring teams of political parties and other criminal elements.
Right. The flag bearer of the PPP recently asked polling agents to be axed from polling centers. Did anybody raise any such issues?
To be banned from polling. Yes, I actually did have a chance to speak with Professor Miranda Greenstreet, who is the co-chair for CODEO, and she presented the report. She said they do not have a way of making a statement on that because they are just, you know, a coalition of domestic observers, and the fact is that their presentation is not based on speculation, nor is it based on any other thing but facts, scientific, which can be which is very verifiable. They have a methodology which they do follow, and therefore they are not at the political standpoint where they can say, let's go ahead and do this, let's support polling agents or let us not support polling agents. So she did not make a particular statement on that.
So how did the EC respond to this?
Before you get to the EC's recommendations or response, there were a bunch of recommendations that CODEO did point out. What they're saying is that they want the Electoral Commission to extend, of course, MOPAP and then the registration exercise. Not extend the registration in its entirety, but in specific areas that recorded, for example, equipment malfunction, high incident of equipment malfunction, and also in areas where students did not have a chance to register because they were probably writing exams at the time. And also, they want the EC to be, of course, thorough and diligent in implementing the next phases of the voters register. To be diligent means that they must make sure that in processing the data, they are doing it and doing it accurately, for example, in issues with double registration.
Right. So briefly, tell us the reactions from the EC.
From the Electoral Commission, we had Mr. Herbert Akumia, who happens to be the in charge of ICT. So he explained a lot of the technicalities to the people, and he did explain that the Electoral Commission is at this point where it is sorting out the data. He did describe that and explain that they have actually reached the process called reduplication. So they are ensuring that they remove the names of people who registered who had double registration, and they are actually processing that, but they will not be able to say tentatively that today or tomorrow is when it will be completed, but they are in the process of doing that. And also we had Mr. Christian Owusu-Pari, who is the Principal Public Relations Officer. He did announce that people who have a reason to challenge somebody's eligibility, whether or not that person is a Ghanaian or has to vote or should not have registered, people will have a chance again when the register is open for exhibition, and they can come up to challenge people's eligibility if they have a cause in question to do so.
Right. Thank you very much, Rebecca,
Thank
for
you.
Talking to us.